the jungle, the barge, Ipreet, and the yogi. The shadows in the jungle were deeply green and impenetrable to those without eyes to see. The soft breeze was cool, yet the air was also warm and cloying. Her light, filmy garments clung to her wet skin. She felt like she was warmly alive, sensual, moved. She had come to the pools of Naaman. How she had come, she didn't know. Why was she here? Who had brought her? What was she to do? And yet not knowing was not unsettling as she stood at the edge of the water. These were subtle and slow-moving streams connecting miles of waterways. The water was covered completely with green algae. Large pads of lily with erect stems supported graceful and large creamy pink blossoms. Through the soft light, blossoms of ruby, violet, and golden flowers could be seen peeking out along small paths into the interior, catching what light penetrated the shadows. Large birds with soft gray feathers and long beaks stood on spindly legs that pierced the water. Brightly colored parrots flew randomly and silently through the dense canopy above the water. Other creatures moved through the underbrush, soundlessly on soft padded feet, eyes glowing as they lowered their heads to drink from the pools. All the sounds were muffled and murmured almost imperceptibly to those without ears to hear. A luxurious flat-bottomed barge, painted with many colors, pulled up in front of her. It was draped in silk fabrics that waved softly as they caught the breeze and completely obscured what was inside. A stunning woman dressed in purple and lavender, embroidered in golden thread, appeared on the deck and invited her to board. Without hesitation, she stepped aboard, noticing only at that moment that other rafts similar to this one were seemingly languishing, but slowly floating through the waterway. The woman held open the curtains, and a fragrant interior slowly came to light as her eyes adjusted to the candlelight. Smoke from incense filled the room. The heady scents of frangipani, myrrh, frankincense, bergamot, rose, clove, cedar, patchouli, and more seemed to sedate her. The interior was filled with a pallet and cushions that were covered in the most lush fabrics in saturated jewel tones. The many shades of greens, blues, reds, and yellows dazzled the eyes. Every sense was heightened. The woman motioned for her to sit among the many cushions. She did not resist. She saw no reason to. The barge rocked slowly as it moved away from the shore. The woman, whose name was Ipreet, began to loosen her clothes and slip them from her shoulders. She sat next to her and gently laid her back on the cushions. The pleasure she felt from the movement of the boat, the many fragrances, the soft light, and Ipreet's hands caused her to move gently like a cat. Ipreet began to massage her slowly and softly with oil of which she could not identify. Its fragrance and softness was like nothing she had ever experienced before. Slowly, Ipreet had removed her clothes entirely and was massaging her breasts, her thighs, her stomach, arms, and feet, and reaching to touch her most delicate parts, causing her to reach the heights of ecstasy without letting her reach the peak where every feeling would be released. After some time, she felt someone board the raft and enter the room. It was a man. He was dressed in a pure white robe, a white turban, and he was barefoot. He had a white beard and deep brown eyes that were almost black, and there was a golden light emanating from them. Her legs were open, and he sat at her feet. Ipreet brought him a brass plate with a fragrant smoke climbing sensually to the ceiling. She was feeling an intense desire for this man, though she did not know him. She wanted him to touch her, to continue what Ipreet had started. Where he sat, she could see that he had a large penis. She moved sensually as to arouse him, but he remained flaccid. She wanted him to enter her. She wanted to have what she knew would be the most remarkable fireworks of her life, but he sat there and only smiled at her, showing perfectly white teeth and full lips. Ipreet slowly covered her body as she lay there. She remained uncovered from the waist down. She made no effort to cover her private parts. She wanted the man to make love to her, but he brought the plate between her legs and blew the warm smoke into her. As he did this, she exploded into a million stars of every color. He stayed there, it seemed to her, for seconds, minutes, or hours, she didn't know. She fell into a deep and mystical sleep filled with beautiful and strange dreams. When she awoke, she was at the water's edge, rocking gently. She was alone. Ipreet and the stranger were gone. The dim interior of the barge was still lit with candles, and the incense still burned. She moved to get up, and she was aware that she was once again clothed. Her skin felt soft, and the fragrance lingered on her skin and in her hair, evidence that she had not been dreaming. She stepped off the boat onto the jungle floor and moved into the shadows. It was as if no time had passed. She needed no guide. She seemed to know her way out. She felt more alive and fulfilled than she had ever felt before. She would not soon forget what had happened to her this day. Or was it night?